North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms has confirmed he will not seek re-election next year. The 79-year-old Republican has served 5 terms in the Senate, establishing himself as a conservative icon. From Raleigh, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Senator Helms made his announcement on Raleigh television station WRAL, the same place where he rose to prominence in the 1960s as a news commentator. Last night, in a pre-recorded speech, the senator said he would not seek a 6th term. Noting that he will turn 80 this year, Helms said he plans to return to North Carolina to spend more time with his children and grandchildren.
I would be 88 if I ran again in 2002 and was elected and lived to finish a 6th term. And this, my family and I have decided unanimously that I should not do, and ladies and gentlemen, I shall not.
In making his announcement, Helms quoted Ronald Reagan, Rudyard Kipling, and former North Carolina Senator Sam Ervin. His remarks were free of the feisty political rhetoric that often marked his speeches on the campaign trail and the Senate floor. Instead, Helms was introspective and emotional, his voice breaking as he discussed his and his wife's future.
Dot and I hope that one way or another, we can continue as private citizens to be helpful to the great people of North Carolina. One thing is for sure, we will never forget you.
With Helms' retirement, conservatives will lose one of their most articulate allies in Washington. Helms spent his 30-year career fighting for the agenda of the far right. He promoted school prayer and military spending, opposed abortion, gay rights, and affirmative action, and continually warned of the spread of communism overseas. He's always been a polarizing figure in North Carolina, and his announcement yesterday drew sharply different reactions from voters. In Monroe, North Carolina, where Helms was born, the senator's retirement was the main topic of conversation among diners at the Brown Derby restaurant. Many of the customers here say they've supported Helms since he first ran for his seat in 1972, and they say they're proud of what he's accomplished.
I think Jesse's done a terrific job. I really do. It's time for him to come home and kick his shoes off and relax.
62-year-old Archie Belk says he's known Helms since they both were children. Like many of the people in Monroe, Belk says he shares Helms' values and priorities.
The thing I like is that he is a Christian. He's not ashamed of being a Christian. That's what I admire about him.
Another diner, Doris Dees, says she'll miss Helms' representation in Washington. And while Dees says she understands his decision to retire, she says he'll be hard to replace in the Senate.
I don't think there's anybody that will stand up in the way that he has stood up for the issues. He tells it like it is. I think he has had more morals than most of them.
But support for the senator is far from universal in North Carolina, and in the state capital of Raleigh, some voters are celebrating Helms' departure. At a sidewalk cafe not far from the house where Helms and his wife now live, marketing consultant John Boa said he thinks the senator's time has passed. According to Boa, Helms represents an era that ended 15 or 20 years ago.
I just think especially with the institutions of higher learning we have in this state, that you would think that we'd have somebody more representative of a very progressive, young, vibrant state than that dinosaur, you know.
Christopher Tamplin shares that opinion. As he finished off a pizza last night, Tamplin, a clothing store manager, called Helms closed-minded. Tamplin says he's voted for many Republicans in the past, but considers Helms out of step with the rest of the party.
He seems to help make, at times, North Carolina the butt of everybody's joke that doesn't live in the state. It seems he represents everything that is backwards.
More than a half dozen people have expressed interest in running for Helms' seat, including former Transportation and Labor Secretary Elizabeth Dole. But so far, the only declared candidate is Democrat Elaine Marshall, who's now North Carolina's Secretary of State. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.